I was a big fan of Racer X. Not so much Speed Racer. Thought Speed was kind of wimpy a little bit. I didn't mind Sparky Plugs, his mechanic. He seemed like a pretty cool cat. And Trixie, who wouldn't want to date a girl that flies around in a helicopter? Pretty cool. Hey, you come pick me up, literally. Yeah, you right. No Speed Racer. No Racer X, the Melange, none of that. Corey Johnson back at you. The 4 o'clock hour coming your way. We got a good one on this Thursday afternoon. Summerish type weather. I'd say in between spring and summer-like weather today. Getting into the 80s, I would guess. Racer X, are you my brother? How about the massive train race car? How did that thing handle so well? How could Speed's car not ever slow down when those blades were spinning and cutting down trees? It's amazing. The little bird that flew out of the front of the car to send messages. Oh boy, Speed Racer. Already getting emails about Speed Racer. No Speed Racer coming your way. It is the Neutral Ground. Corey Johnson with you. Yeah, you're right. Hey, speaking of cartoons, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Princess Tiara, Cinderella, Shrek, Goofy, Doc, Bashful, Happy, Sleepy, Sleeping Beauty, Donald Duck, Prince Charming, Fred Flintstone, Scooby-Doo, Barney Rubble. Why am I rattling off cartoon names? I don't know if Speed Racer's name was submitted, but all those names I just mentioned were on some of the signature sheets sent in for the recall effort. Orleans Parish Registrar of Voter, Dr. Sandra Wilson, and her assistant held a news conference, a media conference today. Disney characters and other cartoon characters, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Fred Flintstone. Absolutely ridiculous. Plus some names that can't be repeated on radio and television. Profane. The supplemental signatures. Basically a duplication of the original submitted, according to the Registrar of Voters Office. Many others were missing vital information like addresses. Yeah, you have to have an address in the city of New Orleans. Can't just put Fred Magoo, Fred the Hammer Smith, LasVegasGambling.com. It's fake names. The recall organizers, Eileen Carter, Belden Batiste, according to the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters Office, didn't fill out the required certification form. This main form you have to fill out, and you turn that in with all your signatures. That wasn't done. At least 44,976, whatever that number was, 45,000, you want to round it up, 45,000 needed. Only 27,000 were certified. What's that, about 55%? Coming woefully short. Now, Eileen Carter, you know, the Registrar of Voters, did say 67 signatures were collected, not counting duplicates, just the total number, 67,000 plus. Eileen Carter, Belden Batiste had their own media conference today. They claim they turned in 100,000 plus signatures. 100,000 plus signatures. Just like I referred to it yesterday, like a shoo-shoo for you YZ-Gen folks. A shoo-shoo was a firecracker that didn't go off. The fuse burned all the way down, but it did not explode. Often you get that big old, you know, when we were kids, we would untwist the big brick of fireworks or the big sheet of fireworks. Might be, you know, this big fuse going down the middle and then a bunch of fireworks on either side. Could be 20 or 50 or 100 or 200. We would untwist them and you'd have individual firecrackers. And then, you know, the rich kids in the neighborhood or the kids that were a little more, I don't know, had more wherewithal, more brazen, didn't care to fire them off one at a time, they'd light the whole brick at one time. And we would go by there afterwards and say the thing had 100 firecrackers. Maybe only 90 of them would blow up. And there'd be 10 of them sitting there, whole fireworks with no fuse at all. The fuse burned all the way down. They did not go off. We would break those in half, knock out a little gunpowder, and light that. And it would sparkle and fizzle and maybe even spin around a little bit. We called that a shoo-shoo, a firecracker that did not go off. That's the best name I can give for this recall effort. I was hopeful. I had Eileen Carter on the program probably 6 or 8 times over the last 6 months. Probably 6 or 8 times over the last 6 months. Over $1 million donated primarily from one man. About 95% coming from one individual. It was funny. Some in the community called him racist for doing it. He supported LaToya Cantrell's campaign, like Eileen Carter worked for the mayor, before shifting gears and going in another direction, the opposite direction. So, I don't know, was he racist then? No, I was hopeful. You have a mayor that seems much more concerned with herself than the citizens, doesn't really possess leadership skills, is painfully ordinary as far as, you know, smarts and leadership skills or wherewithal or what have you. Just painfully ordinary. Folks that are like LaToya Cantrell, stupid or dumb, I think that's, why go there when she's just painfully average? She has a Xavier degree. She's not stupid or dumb. She's educated. I just think she's inept as a mayor. And I think the feds are investigating her for multiple things for many reasons. I mean, I think she just doubles down. She has a belligerent attitude. These junkets staying at the Pontalba. I mean, I can go on and on. The list is very painful and long of more screw-ups than accomplishments. Accomplishments are tough. So no, I was hopeful we could move in another direction. We don't have to have 3 more years of this mayor. Now you shift your hopes from a recall effort to an indictment. Isn't that sad? You're hopeful the mayor gets indicted? So her tenure will be over and someone else can fill in that role? And you have hope that the city can actually move forward, that there's a change agent in control, there's a difference maker. This decade after decade of ineptness in New Orleans, in Louisiana, we'd love it to change. Like to compete with other southern states. Like to compete with other cities. No, with LaToya Cantrell, it is painfully obvious. Black, white, old, young, Republican, Democrat, anyone who's not in denial, you're not enamored with this mayor. But it looks like this recall effort was just a painful exercise in futility. At best, a shoo-shoo, a firework that did not go off when the fuse was lit. Light fuse, get away. No need for that. Light fuse, hold it in your hand, put it in your mouth. It's not blowing up. Woefully short. Now, I will give credit where credit is due. I think the mayor made a great hire, a really solid hire, in Ghassan Korban, who heads up the Sewage and Water Board. A national search, bringing this guy in from Milwaukee. Not Mitch Landrieu brought in Cedric Grant. That's where Mitch Landrieu, for me, I think, is an honest guy, not out for himself necessarily, but way too political. Got to throw a bone to Cedric Grant, this lifetime appointed, anointed political hack. Political hack. A blank resume like John Alario type. Alario was an elected official with a blank resume. Cedric Grant was just some anointed, appointed joker who ran the sewage and water board and knew nothing about it, not qualified to do it. Ghassan Korban comes from Milwaukee, about 25 years of a legitimate resume. So now I give the mayor credit where credit's due. He'll be joining us on the program in 4 minutes. Hey, Young's Dry Cleaning's been around for a little longer than 4 minutes. Try 83 years, pre-World War II, since 1940. Truly a New Orleans institution. You want to experience the best dry cleaner and have no worries? Young'sDryCleaning.com. Check them out online. Young'sDryCleaning.com. The best dry cleaner. Young'sDryCleaning.com. The Port of New Orleans is the gateway to global commerce, the economic engine that moves Louisiana and our country forward. For more than 125 years, Port NOLA has continued to deliver the goods we use each and every day, by river, rail, and by road. No matter what, it all happens right here, delivering Louisiana's future at the Port of New Orleans, your working river. Learn more about your Port of New Orleans. Visit PortNOLA.com.
Trey Yen in Mandeville, a New Orleans tradition for over 40 years, serving the finest Louisiana-inspired Chinese cuisine. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Trey Yen.
Being a part of people's lives from an engagement ring to a wedding band. Before you know it, the wedding day is here and groom and bride are exchanging gifts on that day. And not too long after that, there's baby gifts to have. And I just enjoy being part of other people's family saying, Mr. Friend did my engagement ring and he did my mom and dad's engagement ring. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Dave Miet Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miet, insagency.com. Dave Miet Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miet, insagency.com.
Fausto's Italian Bistro on Veterans Boulevard, where the brothers Fausto and Roland are serving some of the city's finest Sicilian and Italian cuisine. From New Orleans' first family of Sicilian and Italian cooking, Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets.
The Lamarck Automotive Collision Center. It's open now. We fix cars and trucks. We do all makes and models. And it doesn't have to be a Ford or a Lincoln. It could be whatever you're driving. 32,000 square feet under roof. Now open at 3101 Williams Boulevard. It's all about you, the customer, getting the most for your dollar. I would say the most perfect collision center anywhere. The Lamarck Automotive Collision Center, 3101 Williams Boulevard. Go check it out.
Greater New Orleans, a destination for learning. With 13 colleges and universities and a booming job market, Greater New Orleans is the ultimate destination for your higher education. Your path to the future begins in Greater New Orleans. Find out more at studynola.com.
Why wear the same old glasses that everyone else is wearing? Stand out from the crowd. Come to Art and Eyes. Art and Eyes is not your typical eyeglasses store. It's one of the finest eyewear shops in the country, right here in New Orleans, with precision-engineered prescription lenses and gorgeous high-quality frames from the heart of Europe, Japan, and the United States. Our products are thoughtfully curated, and our staff are here to help you find exactly the right frames. Art and Eyes on Magazine, as unique as you.
Young's Dry Cleaning has free pickup and delivery. That's right. Young's Dry Cleaning has absolutely free pickup and delivery. Home or office, East Bank or West Bank. Call Young's at 288-8381 or online at youngsdrycleaning.com.
Rouse's Market is hiring. With 65 stores, fuller part-time employment, and flexible scheduling, Rouse's has a job for you. Or maybe even a career. Apply at any Rouse's store or online at rouses.com.
Super Discount Store in Chalmette.
3235 Paris Road.
The lowest price allowed by Louisiana law on wine, alcohol, and beer.
Worth the drive from anywhere.
If you're throwing a party and need wine, alcohol, and cold beer, Super Discount Store in Chalmette.
Francesca Deli and Pizzeria has over 15 specialty sandwiches, a big 10-ounce burger, and some of the best pizza in New Orleans. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview between Canal Boulevard and West End.
Welcome back. Corey Johnson with you on a almost summer-like Thursday afternoon. The Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters held a media conference. We'll fill you in on what happened there. Some crazy stuff going on there. Ah, it's my fellow Lebanese Arab acquaintance, Ghassan Korban from the Sewage and Water Board, Executive Director of the Sewage and Water Board, joins us again on the program. How are you, Ghassan?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Corey.
Good.
Good to be on your show.
A pleasure, man. Have you enjoyed any of our wonderful Lebanese food lately?
Oh, yeah. Some of the best in town, and I do my own cooking. So
nice.
I get the best of two worlds.
I want some kibinay. Do you ever do the raw stuff?
Occasionally. Occasionally. You just have to know where to get the meat that you trust.
You sound like my mom. My mom won't do it. She doesn't trust the meat anymore, but she'll roll a mean pot of grape leaves and some good tabbouleh and some pan kibby. Tough to beat.
Sounds wonderful.
Yep. Always good stuff. Hey, thanks again for joining us. How have you been doing?
I'm doing well, making progress every day on behalf of the utility and the city. So exciting times, certainly some challenging times as well. But always good to be on your show so we can get into some of the successes and some of the ongoing projects and what the future holds for us.
Hey, generally speaking, generally speaking, before we get into the details and the minutiae of it, you knew what you were sort of getting into, I guess, when you took this job, leaving a similar position in public service in Milwaukee for a few decades. You knew what you were getting into coming down to New Orleans somewhat. But I would imagine now that you've been at it a few years, maybe you didn't realize what you were getting into. Is that fair to say? Maybe you didn't realize how dysfunctional and maybe broken the Sewage and Water Board was?
Well, just like in many cases, you never know how difficult something is until you delve into it and get into it. And a lot of people even say, had I known how difficult this new business I've created, I would have never started it, right? So this is no different. It's certainly challenging and daunting, but also exciting. I mean, it's become almost a calling for me and my staff to, despite the challenges and against odds at times, to keep things moving in the right direction. And I'm very, very excited, you know, to share, for example, the power complex is moving at a very, very good rate. It's on track. The substation is continued to be constructed by Entergy. We're building a lot of modern system next to it as a redundant system. That also is on track. Over $250 million worth of work is happening. We were able to find funds from all over, from federal, state, and city level to allow that project to become reality without really, or with minimal system funds to support it. So very, very exciting. We're also moving forward with the smart meter program to allow us to bring automation to one of the most antiquated systems you can imagine, having to read 140,000 meters every month, which we've haven't been able to do. But this smart meter program is going to be phased in for the next 3 years. So it's very exciting to have that opportunity to have a timely and accurate reads and accurate bills, and that will become the norm, and the issue of billing will entirely go away, and we can focus on other big important things for our utility.
Let's start there, but before we do, do you have any regrets? Would you have taken the job if you knew what you knew now?
Absolutely not. I mean, certainly the biggest challenge has been, you know, keeping staying close with family who is not here. My family is in Milwaukee. I have 4 kids there, 2 grandkids. So obviously that's a challenge to continue to stay close with them. And I have been you know, for the most part, successful making time and visiting them when I can. But outside that, professionally, I would do this over, even if I knew what I know now. So it's been an awesome opportunity.
And it is a taxing job, I would think. Milwaukee, I'm guessing you are just running a system and trying to make it as efficient as possible and doing your job. Here, it's a lot more than that. It's fixing something that's broken, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're making up for a significant lost time and lack of investment. And although we're making headway, we still are struggling to bring attention to the significant delta between the revenue that we currently have versus what we need the next 5 to 6 years to continue to deliver on key projects. I mean, the water main distribution system is so in such disarray, and it's in shambles. We make twice as much water as we use every day because our system leaks like a sieve. I mean, it's just a fact. And we don't have the capital dollars to invest in replacing these leaky mains. Again, we've been successful bringing a lot of outside dollars for specific projects, and every dollar we brought has been allocated toward very critical projects, such as the smart meter, such as the power complex. But we can't rely on outside money for every project. We have to leverage the dollars that come from the outside and invest our own dollars in our system. So we have drinking water. Quality is number one. There's not an issue, but we have new regulations coming our way within a couple of years that we have to anticipate what those would look like and our ability to meet those requirements. And it's on us to tell the story in advance and prepare us to be able to meet those requirements. So if we don't tell the story, shame on us. The governance of our utility is a challenge. We have, multiple agencies responsible for us. The rate making lies in the hands of the city council. I have a board to answer to, and we are a state agency, so we have to meet rules and regulations from the state. So that's a challenge by itself. Try to align everybody to support what you're doing on behalf of the city.
Hey, Ghassan, you're saying, and we know it leaks like a sieve, but you're basically saying more water that's, ready to drink that you guys pump out, more is lost than is retained?
Yes, because we lose so much water through the distribution system, the pipes that bring you water to your house.
Yep.
We have to double the production to meet the consumption levels.
So hypothetically, if you're putting out 10 gallons of water, only 4 come out on the back end, maybe?
If I make 10, 5 is consumed and 5 is lost.
Wow.
Yep.
Is there any other system in America that's similar to that?
No, there's always loss of water as part of, an aid system, but not to the extent that we face today. No way. I mean, again, 50% of the water is gone.
Right, right.
I don't want to describe it in any way that is just not acceptable.
And not sustainable, I would imagine.
Not sustainable, and impacts the quality of life. It impacts the infrastructure around it, because you have these dips in roads that because of, a leaky main. You have hydrants that are leaking.
Yep.
We have algae growing because of a water meter that's leaking, and it goes from a nuisance to at times unacceptable or dangerous, because a water main could cause a hazardous situation to the surrounding area, depending on how massive it is. And we've had flooded intersections because of that. So, you know, where you a hole may not be seen or visible to a driver, and so it's not an acceptable situation, and we need to do something proactive to make that shift and move more of the 100-year-old mains to brand new mains. And it's going to have to be intentional, just like everything we've been doing, and have to be supported by everybody in the city and, you know, all the stakeholders and the policymakers.
Hey, Gossin, I got to take a break in about 20 seconds. President Biden visited billions of dollars to redo the system. Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it's happening throughout the nation. I mean, there is thankfully new money that's been created to solve the infrastructure challenge across the nation. The problem is when you trickle down that money and all the allocations are made to states and then from the states to individual cities or utilities, the money isn't really not that great, and it's nothing that would allow us to do anything transformational. So that's the gap where the expectations were so high in terms of, you know, the scale of it. But
yep.
Then again, when it comes down to what I can get, it's small.
Yep, yep.
Unfortunately.
We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Executive Director, Sewage and Water Board, Gossin Corbin, joins us on the program. Corey Johnson with you till 6 p.m.
Kanye West was seen shopping at Super Discount Store in Chalmette.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney, Nike, Google.
Okay, I think Kanye was talking about something else entirely. Super Discount Store on Paris Road in Chalmette.
Custom window treatments can enhance the look and value of your home. At Helm Paint and Decorating, we're proud to offer custom plantation-style window shutters by Scandia. Perfect for any window, including large frames, French doors, sliding doors, and arches. American-made SL300 shutters are available in many colors to match your personal decor. We'll come out to measure, and you'll receive fast delivery. Plus, they're virtually maintenance-free.
Helm Paint and Benjamin Moore, let us steer you in the right direction.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this Lamarck Automotive Complex is something called Quick Lane. Tires, wheel alignments, you know, struts, servicing your transmission. We're doing all makes and models. It doesn't have to have been purchased from us. It's for you. It handles your lifestyle with your budget in mind. And we want to get you in and out as quick as possible. Quick Lane, you got to come see it. You're going to love the experience right there at Williams Boulevard in Kenner.
The Woodhouse Day Spa, with five area locations, New Orleans, Metairie, Slidell, Baton Rouge, and now Mandeville. A day of relaxation is just moments away at the Woodhouse Day Spa. WoodhouseSpas.com.
For over 20 years, serving healthy, fresh, authentic Middle Eastern cuisine, Lebanon's Cafe, in the Carrollton section of Uptown on the streetcar line, Wednesday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, Lebanon's Cafe.
Hey guys, it's Frank Smith from LasVegasGambling.com with your weekend five-star lock of the week, lock of the week, lock of the week. Take the Lakers and the points over the Clippers. Sell the house, sell the boat, sell your children. Send grandma away and take the money. Put everything you've got on this five-star selection. It's the Lakers over the Clippers, and we've also got a fantastic five-star parlay as well. Call us now, 888-555-7777. It's Frank Smith, a.k.a. The Hammer, from LasVegasGambling.com. Do it now, now, now.
For us, it's really relationships, and if you care about the relationship, you're going to do the right thing for the customer all the time. When we're in design process of a custom-made piece, I have a test that says, if I wouldn't give this to my wife, I think we should pass and start over. If it's not perfect, it's going back to the shop. We're going to start all the way over. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
In New Orleans, we don't eat to live. We live to eat.
More is better.
Scott Craig of Katie's.
That is our slogan. More is better at Katie's. It means more of everything. Not just more food, more smiles, more friendship, more love. More, more, more. When you do something, you have to do it right. You know, it's all about more, and it's all more of the good things.
Get more at Katie's Restaurant in Mid-City.
River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City.
comes back. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool.
For game-changing innovation, look to the Latrim family of companies located in Harahan. Intralox, a Latrim company, changed the game when they invented modular plastic conveyor belts over 40 years ago. These belts and innovative Intralox technology are transforming movement in manufacturing facilities around the world. Intralox is a dynamic global company now hiring in production, warehousing, shipping, and more. If you want to be part of our successful team, visit Latrim.com. That's Laitram.com.
The executive director of New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, Ghassan Corbin, joins us on the program. Hey, Ghassan, there's a lot of folks complaining about overbilling, some to the tune of $9,000 on a monthly bill. Can you fill us in on how that happens? And also, the Office of Inspector General did an audit and found that there's $150 million in unpaid bills. Can you discuss both those things?
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunities. Let me start with the last one first. And there is it's a fact that we do carry bad debt with our accounting, and that's due to the fact that we have a lot of delinquency that exists. And my issue, and I'll share the exact numbers to bring clarity to this, my issue is under the conversation of delinquencies and spend time and effort in getting the money that you're owed before you're asking for another source of revenue, is you have to be truthful about what numbers you use. So, and here's why I say that. At any given time, we carry on good debt, which like any utility does, the 0 to 60 days. So every day that somebody pays a bill, we are sending somebody else a bill. So there's this carryover situation that just about $60 million that continues to be the same, give or take, that is constant. And that is a debt, but it's a good debt. That's what any utility carries.
That's just bills owed, and within 30 or 60 days, they'll be paid off, and then the loop just continues. Yeah. That's anywhere in America. And with the Sewage and Water Board, you're saying it's about $60 million.
Absolutely. And then there's also So those are not a worry whatsoever. We also have about 57 million of delinquent accounts or accounts receivable or in arrears that belong to active accounts that we do everything we can to collect, and we're often successful, especially when we are not impeded to use our normal collection policy that involves shutting people off when they don't respond for months and months. So that amount is 57, and you can call that as a challenging category in terms of, it's owed. We're not sure how much of it we can get, but call it in bad debt. And then the worst kind of debt that we are carrying now is about $31 million. Those belong to inactive accounts. So people who just decide at one point to just, leave town, change they just disappear from our perspective. And that is the worst debt that we're carrying.
Yeah, you'll never see that again, probably.
Yeah, we hire collection agencies to help us. And they are very, very limited in what they bring us, maybe 2 to 3% of that. So that is something that for anybody to say, well, get those $31 million before you can ask for any other money, is just not right.
So the IG's number of $150 million is correct, but it's $60 million that you always got out there. it's another 60 or so million that is delinquent, that's months overdue, that people need to pay or they're going to get their water cut off. And then there's like another 30 of people that have just had it shut off, leave town, get it put in another person's name, whatever. They're gone. You'll never see it again, most likely.
Yes. So that's spot on. Very well put. And again, we are doing everything we can as long as nobody impedes our process by you know, saying no shut-off policy or anything like that. As long as we're allowed to continue our collection, we can maximize the amount of that $60 million and bring it, obviously, to the agency because we do need the money, as I've stated before. And our job is not to let any or forfeit any of those monies because consumption was made and people use the water and they should pay for it. Because if they don't, somebody else will.
Yep.
The paying customers are paying for it.
What is the, what's the I guess, line of demarcation? Like 2 months, 3 months? Is there a set amount of time where if you're delinquent on your bill, your meter will get pulled?
So unfortunately, there's such a backlog. There's no way we can touch all the delinquent accounts all at the same time. So we look at the oldest ones and then obviously manage those and then go backwards. So it's, you know, so there are some that are 3 years old, and actually I shouldn't say that, maybe 2 years old, because we write off anything that's 2 years or older just by mere fact that it's just way out there. But the point is we're trying to do our best to maximize what we can get out of the customer. We want customers to come to us, and we put them on a payment plan. There are a lot of things we can do to make lessen the burden, but the other question that you asked that has to be addressed is that, yes, we continue to have some errors in our billing. And obviously that stems from the fact that we rely on having to read the 140,000 meters, which is found to be extremely impossible to do.
Yep.
The manpower it takes has been challenging. We lose people as fast as we hire them. So now what we are doing to rectify this issue temporarily until the smart meter is fully implemented is we split the routes by half, and we're committed now to reading 100% of that half on any given month and calculate an estimate for the next month, and then we can go back and forth. So the next month we will read the other 50%. So now we are committing to reading your meter once every 2 months to bring more accuracy and more consumption, averaging the consumption. So when we do send you an estimate, it's relying on good data that is current. So we are in the fifth month of that approach. We're touching about 97% of all meters, which is a huge, huge, you know, unmatched number from previous practices. So we're delivering better results, even though it's challenging and it still requires a lot of, you know, manual labor, so to speak.
Yep.
It's bringing improvements to the system. And the last thing I want to do is send you a bill that's wrong, that's high, and we're doing everything we can to do right by all of our customers.
Well, this will all be in the rearview mirror within the next 3 years when these 140,000 smart meters are put into play, right?
Absolutely, or sooner, because we're phasing the smart meter rollout. So it's not all happening all at once. We're doing it in routes. So once we have the common components that serve the interface and the towers that read the meters are in place, every meter we switch and we swap to the old meter into a smart meter, that smart meter will automatically enjoy the benefit of the new features. So we're very excited. So 3 years, the last customer will have to wait the 3 years, but many will enjoy it much more imminently and for the next year, two, and the third year.
Hey, Ghassan, is there any way to, going backwards, is there any way to double check some delinquent person that's a few years behind, hadn't paid their bill, you pull the meter, then they just get their wife to put it in their name, and it's not a new household, it's the same household. Is there any way to check that boy, they have a new Entergy account that we see us a house that was sold, or it's a new renter lease or something that besides just word of mouth from that person, because it seems like there must be thousands and thousands of people playing a game with you guys that basically know they can get away with not paying their bill. If the meter ever gets pulled, they just put it in another family member's name and pull the same gimmick again.
That's absolutely true. And unfortunately, it does happen. There's not a lot we can do to validate or verify. Often that person changed their name with other accounts as well, so it's the same.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a game that people play, and unfortunately it's hurting other customers who are paying their bills.
Yep.
The one thing that we need to change, which we currently do not have the luxury of, is we cannot connect the account, the water account, to a house. The water account is tied to a name or a person. If, say, a renter, for example, who comes and goes, right?
Yes.
And with that arrangement, we have little that we can use.
Well, why can't you connect it to a house?
Because the law doesn't allow us to do that. We need to go through legislative changes, which we will pursue. I mean, one fight at a time, one battle at a time.
Sure,
but that
sure.
has to be part of the future arrangement, that we at one point are able to file a lien against
the property owner.
Yeah.
Now in other cities, other municipalities like Milwaukee, where you came from, is it connected to the house and not the individual's name?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, at the end of each year, what happens there is the treasurer makes the utility whole because it's part of the city.
And then they handle the responsibility.
All their outstanding bills, so they are 100% paid. Revenue is maximized, and the treasurer puts the money, the outstanding money, on the tax bill.
Yep.
And that would become the strongest stick you have to connect money.
That's a brilliant approach. You know, hey, Ghassan, can you hang on and stay for one more segment, or do you have to go?
I will do that, absolutely.
Fantastic. We're visiting with the executive director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, Ghassan Corbin. Corey Johnson with you. Don't move, New Orleans. Coming right back.
Rouse's Markets means convenience. Every one of our 65 locations opens at 7 a.m., some at 6:30. And they're open until 10 p.m., with some staying open till 11 or even midnight. Convenience. Rouse's Markets. Tastes like home.
If you love Katie's Restaurant in Mid-City, you're going to love Bienvenue in Harahan. The same folks bringing a little of that New Orleans flavor to Hickory Avenue. If you love Katie's, come to Bienvenue on Hickory Avenue in Harahan.
Have a painting project but can't decide on the perfect color? At Helm Paint and Decorating, we offer half-pint paint samples in any Benjamin Moore color for under $5, so you can test potential paint colors before investing in a full gallon.
Helm Paint and Benjamin Moore, let us steer you in the right direction.
The Port of New Orleans is the gateway to global commerce, the economic engine that moves Louisiana and our country forward. For more than 125 years, Port Nola has continued to deliver the goods we use each and every day, by river, rail, and by road. No matter what, it all happens right here, delivering Louisiana's future at the Port of New Orleans, your working river. Learn more about your Port of New Orleans. Visit portnola.com.
It's time to relax. The Woodhouse Day Spa, Metro New Orleans' premier day spa experience, now with 5 area locations. For a day of relaxation or maybe just a quick one-hour getaway, the Metro area's premier day spa experience is at the Woodhouse Day Spa. And now 5 area locations. New Orleans, Metairie, Slidell, Baton Rouge, and our newest location in Mandeville. The Woodhouse Day Spa, woodhousebars.com.
Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets has daily lunch specials Monday through Friday, and their entire lunch menu is available too. Open 11 a.m. through 2:30 p.m. for the finest in Sicilian and Italian cuisine, Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets.
Being a part of people's lives, from an engagement ring to a wedding band, before you know it, the wedding day is here and groom and bride are exchanging gifts on that day. And not too long after that, there's baby gifts to have. And I just enjoy being part of other people's family, saying, Mr. Friend did my engagement ring and he did my mom and dad's engagement ring. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Dave Miette Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miette, insagency.com. Dave Miette Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miette, insagency.com.
For game-changing innovation, look to the Latrim family of companies located in Harahan. Intralox, a Latrim company, changed the game when they invented modular plastic conveyor belts over 40 years ago. These belts and innovative Intralox technology are transforming movement in manufacturing facilities around the world. Intralox is a dynamic global company now hiring in production, warehousing, shipping, and more. If you want to be part of our successful team, visit Latrim.com. That's Laitram.com.
Ford F-150, number one seller in America. What about in the USA? Let's see, what about in the world? Who sells more trucks than Ford? Nobody. It's because the Lamarck team is the real team. All that makes it happen is one goal. Everybody having a great experience at Lamarck Ford. We became number one for a reason, because we're good. And we need to prove it every day, every deal, all the time.
Which Metro New Orleans area restaurant made CNN's top 50 in America and ThrillList.com's top 25 and has served presidents at the White House for over 40 years? Treyenne in Mandeville.
Greater New Orleans, a destination for learning. With 13 colleges and universities and a booming job market, Greater New Orleans is the ultimate destination for your higher education. Your path to the future begins in Greater New Orleans. Find out more at StudyNola.com.
Gus and Corban is with us, Executive Director, Sewage and Water Board, New Orleans. Hey, Gasan, you had some problems with handicap parking abuse with some employees downtown, stolen brass from the facility off of Claiborne and Leonidas. Have those things been rectified? Did any employees lose their job, or did civil service prevent that from happening?
I think the culture is changing. The vast majority of our folks are hardworking, dedicated folks that love working for the Sewage and Water Board and want to present as well. There's always, you know, a few bad apples here and there. Obviously, that one issue, which I believe is more existing, it exists everywhere else. We're not the only entity that has few employees that abuse handicap stickers or permits or whatever.
More of an outlier than the norm, you're saying?
Oh, absolutely, and it's prevalent in terms of, you know, it's citywide. But the fact that we were the agency that was selected to highlight that, so be it. But that had been addressed swiftly, aggressively, and I don't believe anything like this is happening. And I have to caveat that, because you know that happens on people's personal time. What they do on the street is their business. I can't police that. Other agencies can police the legitimate use of handicap stickers being in the city. But obviously, if I'm aware of it, I will definitely hold our employees to a higher, conduct representing. So it's a fine balance. But we've made a huge stride in addressing these issues, and we haven't had anything recently.
Any terminations because of it, or did New Orleans Civil Service prevent that from happening?
Yeah, it's not easy to, not that we want to terminate people, but it's not as easy. And, you know, the handicap situation did not lead to that. There was some, you know, more counseling and, again, corrective action. So that did not. Some people do leave us before we let them go because they feel the pressure and they know that accountability is a new thing in the utility, and they just move on. So I think we are in a much better place culturally and following the rules and being ethical. We have, you know, we continue to create our leadership team, and we are putting the right people in the right seats. We brought an internal auditor, an executive auditor, to self-police all these rules before anybody else from the outside comes in and scrutinizes. So that's a huge one of, you know, brand new position we created, again, to bring an internal auditor that brings a lot of years of experience to keep us out of trouble, so to speak, tell us, anticipate and tell us what we should avoid and what all the good practices that we should consider. So that's been a tremendous improvement, and I feel very, very good about our auditor, chief auditor. We've also brought a new engineer that is helping us take care of bringing that backlog of all the surface cuts throughout the city. We have a significant backlog, and we've doubled down on that issue, and we're making significant improvement in that arena as well. Just the first two months of the year, we did about 450 locations. The city is helping us with funding and contracting to also whittle down that backlog. And I truly believe that by the end of the year, we would have finished between the city and ours close to 2,000 locations across the city. You know, people, it's an issue that we've addressed. You know, we've recognized we didn't have the funding or the right people leading that, and now we do. We have both. And I truly believe we're going in the right direction on behalf of our customers. Hopefully, they'll recognize and they'll be more satisfied with us.
We've got about a minute left. I'm blown away 17 years after Katrina, and it's bigger than the Sewage and Water Board. It's really the city of New Orleans as a whole. No retention ponds dug. I mean, golf courses lower their ponds and lagoons when rain is expected, and then they pump the water out of the lagoons and ponds instead of the golf course. When will we get to where there are retention ponds, hundreds of them, some huge in size, throughout the city? So you guys are pumping down retention ponds instead of streets and neighborhoods.
I mean, you're spot on, and I love the concept. It's being implemented across the country to mitigate flooding. The city and the Sewage and Water Board are doing some of that, not at the scale that we need to. Obviously, the challenge is funding as well as real estate. I mean, you know, ponds need space. The footprint that you require to do something at a scale that would be meaningful, you need to find that, you know, the right spot, which typically a low spot,
yep,
that does not really, you know, impact a neighborhood negatively. I mean, the way I've done it in the past is we built these ponds, and they become amenities. They become destination for the neighborhood.
Exactly.
We just finished a smaller one by Bayou Saint John, by the post office. And it's a small in size, but it's an example of what we can do, you know, 100 or 1,000 folds.
Yep.
When we have the funding and the real estate to create these mini pocket parks for our neighborhoods, where in fact they also hold water during major events.
Ghassan, a pleasure. Let's do it again soon. I could go on for another hour with you.
Absolutely. I'm happy to come back anytime.
That's Ghassan Corbin, Director, Sewage and Water Board. Corey Johnson with you. The 5 o'clock Power Hour is next.
You're on the Neutral Ground with Corey Johnson. On TV on Cox Channel 4 and Spectrum Channel 333. Also on YouTube. On radio at NOLA Talk 93.9 FM, WSLA New Orleans.
Hi, it's Ken Friend from Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business. Come see us over on Maple Street in Uptown.
Friend & Company Fine Jewelers, Breitling Time, 5 p.m.
Ford F-150, number one seller in America. What about in the USA? Let's see, what about in the world? Who sells more trucks than Ford? Nobody. It's because the Lamarck team is the real team. All that makes it happen is one goal,
everybody having a great experience at Lamarck Ford. We became number one for a reason, because we're good, and we need to prove it every day, every deal, all the time.
Young's Dry Cleaning, with two walk-up locations with personal service. Young's on Claiborne and Young's on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview. Young's Dry Cleaning. Call 288-8381 or online at youngsdrycleaning.com.
From the owners of Katie's in Mid-City and Bienvenue in Harahan, an old school deli with over a dozen specialty sandwiches. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview between Canal Boulevard and West End. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria.
The Port of New Orleans is the gateway to global commerce, the economic engine that moves Louisiana and our country forward. For more than 125 years, Port NOLA has continued to deliver the goods we use each and every day by river, rail, and by road. No matter what, it all happens right here, delivering Louisiana's future at the Port of New Orleans, your working river. Learn more about your Port of New Orleans. Visit portnola.com.
For game-changing innovation, look to the Latrim family of companies located in Harahan. Intralox, a Latrim company, changed the game when they invented modular plastic conveyor belts over 40 years ago. These belts and innovative Intralox technology are transforming movement in manufacturing facilities around the world. Intralox is a dynamic global company now hiring in production, warehousing, shipping, and more. If you want to be part of our successful team, visit Latrim.com. That's Laitram.com.
Here's New Orleans native son, Corey Johnson.
New Orleans City Councilman Freddie King joins us.
Corey, I want to first say thanks for having me. And believe it or not, man, I used to listen to your show all the time driving home. So it's an honor to be on.
Freddie, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on the program. Thanks.
The official afternoon talk show of the City of New Orleans. It's Corey Johnson on the Neutral Ground, where New Orleans is heard.
Hi, this is Joey Helm. My dad, Bunky Helm, had a vision of a locally family-owned store serving the residential and commercial paint needs of New Orleans. I think Dad would be proud of today's Helm Paint and Decorating, and here's why. We have the best technical staff in the business, providing the best color matching service in Southeast Louisiana. Perfect matching for any color and any brand. And we'll save your color so you don't have to save those old cans. Helm Paint offers free 2-hour delivery. Our in-store decorators will assist you on deciding what color and type of paint to best showcase your home. But most importantly, as your local independent Benjamin Moore dealer, our products provide the greatest value in the paint industry. Superior coverage, and Benjamin Moore paint simply covers better and lasts longer. New Orleans is a city of vibrant color, and no one else provides the paints of New Orleans like Helm Paint and Decorating. Visit any of our 6 locations or online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint, Helm Paint, let us do you right. Helm Paint and Supply.
Greater New Orleans, a destination for learning. With 13 colleges and universities and a booming job market, Greater New Orleans is the ultimate destination for your higher education. Your path to the future begins in Greater New Orleans. Find out more at studynola.com.
River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NOLAAC.com, your cool spot. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NOLAAC.com, your cool spot.
Being a part of people's lives, from an engagement ring to a wedding band. Before you know it, the wedding day is here and groom and bride are exchanging gifts on that day. And not too long after that, there's baby gifts to have. And I just enjoy being part of other people's family, saying, Mr. Friend did my engagement ring and he did my mom and dad's engagement ring. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Rouse's, New Orleans Grocery Store. Rouse's has the only full-service grocery stores both in the French Quarter on Royal Street and in the CBD on Barone in the old Sewell Cadillac building. The Rouse's on the river, Chapatoulas at Napoleon, is in a century-old warehouse. And uptown on Ferret at the corner of Valence is Rouse's all-new boutique store. With 7 locations in Orleans Parish, Rouse's is New Orleans Grocery Store. Rouse's Markets. Taste like home.
Baby,
Hello, I'm Venus Flytrap. Coming up, more hits on WKRP. I wonder what KRP stood for. W crap. That was actually a really good television program. From about 40 years ago, Johnny Fever, Venus Flytrap, Mr. Carlson. Yeah, you right, Crescent City and beyond. Corey Johnson back at you on a Thursday. If you missed the 4 o'clock hour, you missed a lot. Gus and Corbin joined us from the Sewerage and Water Board, the executive director, hitting a whole bunch of topics. A lot of stuff concerning your Sewerage and Water Board, including overbilling, underbilling, people scamming the system, on and on and on and on. It is the 5 o'clock Powwow Hour on a Thursday afternoon. The 5 o'clock Powwow Hour brought to you by Trey Yen in Mandeville. So good. A great Lenten place. A great seafood restaurant. Honestly, when I say this, one of the best seafood restaurants in the metro area. Obviously, with a Chinese twist, it's the Wong Brothers. They've been in South Louisiana for over 50 years. Trey Yen in Mandeville for over 45. Right when they got to South Louisiana, they embraced our seafood. So much great seafood at Trey Yen in Mandeville. I highly recommend the whole trout or flounder, local fresh trout or flounder. The head and tail intact, but deboned. Flash fried, marinated, seasoned, flash fried to perfection. And that's good enough right there. But they're just getting started. Ladles of their signature Tong Cho sauce. Sweet yet spicy. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, you get both fillets of that speckled trout or flounder. Enough to share. It's one of the best fish dishes in the city. Oysters, soft shells, shrimp, crawfish. Great seafood at Trey Yen in Mandeville for Lent. 5 o'clock powwow this afternoon brought to you by Trey Yen. We got a lot to cover, including the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters having a press conference. Eileen Carter, Belden Batiste, the recall organizers having a news or press or media conference today. Plus more Fox 8 news. It was kind of as originally reported, now verified by the recordings or those investigative interviews. Cantrell tried to reinstate Vappy to her security team, I should say. And I will fill you in on those details in just a moment. Kind of a disheartening story, I guess a good and bad part of this story. Donations needed, 3 horses and a donkey seized in a cruelty case. Just really sickening. Jeff Dorson of the Humane Society of Louisiana joins us again. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Corey. Thanks for tossing me the bone, which is your signature line. I'm surprised you didn't use it. You've been using that for about 25 years.
Yep, pun intended, tossing your bone. Hey, this story, I mean, we always talk about it, Jeff. You know, folks need to donate money to you guys, humanela.org. Donate time. Give a car, a boat, something that you're not using. You guys will sell it and use the money to save animals. I also throw out that toll-free number, 888-6-HUMANE, 888-6-HUMANE. If you see an animal on the street or your neighbor is abusing an animal, or and it can be horses or goats or pigs, dogs, cats, kittens, puppies, whatever, this is one of those stories. You guys got a call from a neighbor, and they were concerned about some neglected horses. Just briefly reading your release, your press release, it's just sickening. Emaciated horses, one could barely stand up. Tell us the story. How many animals are involved? Which ones did you have to put down because they were suffering? And how many are in the recovery stage? Just, I mean, the good news is somebody reported it and you guys are on top of it. The bad news is it might be reported too late because you had to put down some of these beautiful horses. It's sickening. It's sickening. I don't understand people. Could be like a hoarding mentality where they have mental issues. It could just be some abusive moron that's just neglectful and hate-filled. Either way, there's nothing good about it.
Yep, here's the situation. Oakdale, a tiny town in Allen Parish. Misconception. Somebody thinks that somebody's going to handle all these problems so they don't have to do anything. But luckily, there's some people who step up. One of those people is Brittany Ware. A horse lady says, I need to help my community. She formed a little nonprofit called Hayden's Hoofbeat Haven, named after her son. So she decided a couple months ago she was going to start a horse rescue group, and sure enough, that she's needed. She gets the call of an emaciated horse from a neighbor. She goes and investigates. Sure enough, the owner comes out. The horse can hardly stand up. It's probably 600 pounds underweight. A complete skeleton, and he says, oh, he's been feeding it pretty well for 5 months. No, the truth is that poor horse hasn't been fed in weeks.
Wow.
And it's about to die of starvation and organ failure, and it has a torn cartilage in his ankle. It can't stand up. Turns out he has more horses and a donkey, similar but not in a life-threatening condition. She calls the cops. He's arrested. 4 counts of misdemeanors, one a felony, because that poor horse that was a skeleton couldn't survive, had to be euthanized. So shame on him and his lame excuses. He was doing the best he could. Well, no, brother, you hardly lifted a finger, and your animals were starving right in front of your eyes.
That's sickening. So, why are some of these charges misdemeanors instead of all felonies?
Well, great question. Typically, felony is results in the death of the animal. The four elements of torture, mutilation, maiming, and egregious killing. So those didn't quite apply to the lack of food. But still, he's going to face some serious charges, plus vet bills, plus restitution. So we're not taking this lightly. Neither will the DA, neither will the sheriff. But the good news is we're involved. Well, typically what happens is these smaller groups reach out for help. We have a bigger following than they do. We can raise money quicker. We can talk to the DA and the sheriff from a place of experience. And sure enough, all that comes into play. We assure everybody we can pay these bills. The deputies, we tell them what to do. They do it. Everything's fine. So that is a good benchmark. This stuff can get done. But we need everybody who's listening to chip in. It can't be a handful of people. Please, 5, 10, 15, 20, get you a seat at the table, and you can see firsthand the difference being made in the lives of thousands of animals a year. If you like animals, then become a stakeholder in the work that's being done to save them and improve their lives.
HumaneLA.org is the website, HumaneLA.org. Go there now and donate. So how many total number of horses and one donkey, right?
Yeah, 4 horses, 1 was put down, so that brings a total of 4. 3 horses and 1 donkey. They are thriving. They have all put on weight, all gotten booster shots, vaccinated, Coggins, teeth floated, which means drilled down so they can eat properly, and they're all doing great. They're thriving, they're running, they're playing, they're being farm animals like they should be. But I have another part to this story, if I may. Not this story, but I want to thank you for your Humane May coming up, because you're going to be the grand marshal of our dog walk, Pontiff Park. You're going to be out in front, center, wearing whatever you choose to wear. Big hat, I don't know, big buttons, shoes, clown shoes, whatever you want. We're going to be happy to have you lead the parade as we raise money for our group during Humane May.
How about I just show up normally dressed and I bring Tolly with me?
You know what? That would be a big hit.
All right. I know Tolly would like it probably more than me, all the excitement and folks and camaraderie and the like. Let's talk about that more in a second, Jeff. But getting back to the horses, how much money do you need to raise for these horses and this donkey?
thousands. Everybody needs their hooves cleaned and trimmed. Their teeth, they all have dental work that's needed. They all have to have their Coggins tests, vaccinations. This is not easy. They have to be on a refeeding program with alfalfa and high-protein feed. So 2,000 or 3,000 to get them out of the gate and adoptable.
Wow.
And we've raised half that. So come, everybody, if you care, now's the time. A little bit goes a long way with our group.
HumaneLA.org is the website. Jeff, always a pleasure, brother.
Back at you next week for sure.
HumaneLA.org.
The Woodhouse Day Spa, with five airy locations, New Orleans, Metairie, Slidell, Baton Rouge, and now Mandeville. A day of relaxation is just moments away at the Woodhouse Day Spa. WoodhouseSpas.com.
Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets has daily lunch specials Monday through Friday, and their entire lunch menu is available too. Open 11 a.m. through 2:30 p.m. for the finest in Sicilian and Italian cuisine, Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets.
For game-changing innovation, look to the Latrim family of companies located in Harahan. Intralox, a Latrim company, changed the game when they invented modular plastic conveyor belts over 40 years ago. These belts and innovative Intralox technology are transforming movement in manufacturing facilities around the world. Intralox is a dynamic global company now hiring in production, warehousing, shipping, and more. If you want to be part of our successful team, visit Latrim.com. That's Laitram.com.
Greater New Orleans, a destination for learning. With 13 colleges and universities and a booming job market, Greater New Orleans is the ultimate destination for your higher education. Your path to the future begins in Greater New Orleans. Find out more at studynola.com.
Dave Miette Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miette, insagency.com. Dave Miette Insurance Agency. Auto, home, flood, business. 504-556-0809. Dave Miette, insagency.com.
For us, it's really relationships. And if you care about the relationship, you're going to do the right thing for the customer all the time. When we're in design process of a custom-made piece, I have a test that says, if I wouldn't give this to my wife, I think we should pass and start over. If it's not perfect, it's going back to the shop. We're going to start all the way over. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
When USA Today ranked the 10 best must-visit New Orleans restaurants for travelers, Mid-City's own Katie's made the list. USA Today says Scott Craig is chef owner at Katie's, a much-loved Creole Italian eatery that draws armies of regulars for lunch, brunch, and dinner. A neighborhood spot where locals congregate and New Orleans-style hospitality rules. Indeed it does. Katie's in Mid-City.
River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NOLAAC.com, your cool spot. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NOLAAC.com, your cool spot.
Rouse's Market is hiring. With 65 stores, fuller part-time employment, and flexible scheduling, Rouse's has a job for you. Or maybe even a career. Apply at any Rouse's store or online at Rouse's.com.
There's a Middle Eastern restaurant that's less than 5 minutes from where Causeway and River Road meet. Lebanon's Cafe. Convenient to Old Metairie and Old Jefferson. Carrollton at Jeanette on the streetcar line. Lebanon's Cafe.
Custom window treatments can enhance the look and value of your home. At Helm Paint and Decorating, we're proud to offer custom plantation-style window shutters by Scandia. Perfect for any window, including large frames, French doors, sliding doors, and arches, American-made SL300 shutters are available in many colors to match your personal decor. We'll come out to measure, and you'll receive fast delivery. Plus, they're virtually maintenance-free.
Helm Paint and Benjamin Moore, let us steer you in the right direction.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Young's Dry Cleaning, with two walk-up locations with personal service. Young's on Claiborne and Young's on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview. Young's Dry Cleaning. Call 288-8381 or online at youngsdrycleaning.com.
Yeah, you, right? Crescent City and beyond. Corey Johnson back at you on a Thursday afternoon. Hey, tomorrow, Michael Hecht from Greater New Orleans Inc. will join us. We got a lot of positive news to mention tomorrow. That segment on Fridays, Michael Hecht from Greater New Orleans Inc., always brought to you by Latrim, the global manufacturing giant that's hiring because all they do is grow. Worldwide leader in shrimp peeling machinery. Worldwide leader in all plastic modular conveyor belts. Think Anheuser-Busch, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mercedes-Benz, Ford, GM. Conveyor belts all around the world, every continent. Intralox belts from Latrim, a New Orleans-born and bred-based company, and they're hiring. Go to their website, Latrim.com. Latrim spelled L-A-I-T-R-A-M. Latrim.com. Dozens and dozens and dozens of job openings at Latrim.com. Yeah, Michael Hecht will join us tomorrow from Greater New Orleans Inc. That's always brought to you by Latrim. And we'll have some good economic news for the city. Some new companies rolling into town. The Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, Dr. Sandra Wilson, held a media conference. Disney characters and other cartoon character names like Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Fred Flintstone, part of the recall signature list that was turned in to the Registrar of Voters. Lots of duplicate names, lots of fake names, profane names, just invalid. Invalid. 45 signatures needed. About 27,000 were certified as real. 27,000. Yet Eileen Carter and Belden Batiste hold their own media conference today and claim over 100,000 signatures were turned in. We're going to try to get Eileen Carter back on the program again and get her take on this. But Dr. Sandra Wilson from the Registrar of Voters office and her assistant addressed the media today on the effort or lack of effort. I've been calling it a shoo-shoo, a firecracker that doesn't blow up. The fuse burns all the way down, and it's just a dud. It's a shoo-shoo. Light fuse get away? Not in the case of this recall effort. As originally reported and now verified by recordings during those investigative interviews, Mayor LaToya Cantrell tried to reinstate Jeffrey Vappe to her security team. To her security team. You know, I'll read on social media, folks with Lee Zurich and Fox 8, like, Lee and Fox 8 have an axe to grind with the mayor. It's mind-boggling to me. It's mind-blowing to me how people want to see elected officials get away with stuff. I swear, I think some folks like live vicariously through elected officials and they like the deviant behavior. Oh, old Edwin Edwards, I know he's crooked, but boy, that's funny, the blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's not funny. Stealing, wasting your taxpayer dollars, it's not funny. It's pathetic. I don't understand people that think Lee Zurich and Fox 8 have some axe to grind with the mayor or it's a way to you know, get clicks online or to get viewers on TV. Lee Zurich has a Peabody Award, the highest honor for, you know, television, for media. They don't give those away for fun. No, he's about ethics, integrity, morals, doing his job, a tough job. He gets death threats and things like that because these kooky, insane public officials that are often brought down by his investigative work, you know, lose it and go after him. It's crazy. Or threaten him. It's insane. Insane. Hey, last Tuesday, 9 days ago, a fifth Woodhouse Day Spa location opened its doors. The newest Woodhouse Day Spa, Mandeville, East Causeway Approach, about 2 minutes off the causeway, about 2 minutes from Treyenne, directly across the East Causeway Approach from the Mandeville City Hall. That's five area Woodhouse locations, two on the South Shore, the flagship, Canal Street at Carrollton in Mid-City, Metairie near North Kenner, Transcontinental at West Esplanade, the Baton Rouge location by the Mall of Louisiana, and now two, count them, two North Shore locations. The original North Shore location, Slidell, I-10 at Gauze, about 60 seconds off that exit, and now the Mandeville location. I've got a few $50 Woodhouse Day Spa gift certificates to give away. Rouse's Markets phone lines are open. 766-9480 is how you dial us up. 766-9480 is the phone number to call if you have an answer to one of our questions. And hey, as always, no cheating. Cheating would entail using the internet device, using a search engine like DuckDuckGo or Bing or Google or Yahoo. You either know the answer or you don't. How did New Orleans get its name? How did the Crescent City, how did New Orleans get its name? Rouse's Markets phone line, 766-9480. 766-9480. There were a couple of Batman actors that also were King of Bacchus. We got one answer, Michael Keaton. Who was the other actor that was King of Bacchus? Bacchus King, a Batman actor. And lastly, gumbo, the meaning of gumbo. What is the meaning of the word gumbo? What does it mean? And yummy or tastes good or my favorite doesn't count. Gumbo meaning, which Batman character besides Michael Keaton was King of Bacchus? And how did New Orleans get its name? You have the answer to any of those three questions. I've got a $50 Woodhouse Day Spa gift certificate for you. 50 big bucks at the city's premier day spa, the Woodhouse, now with five locations. Mandeville opening last week. Rouse's Markets phone lines to participate. 504-766-9480. 766-9480. You know, every day this program on radio, television, live on YouTube right now, Corey Johnson Neutral Ground. We do it. We broadcast live from the Buddy Deliberto River City's Total Maintenance Studios. Honest air conditioning and heating experts that come immediately. That's all you need with an air conditioning and heating outfit. Honesty. They're incapable of lying to you, incapable of ripping you off, only doing the service, repair, or replacement that is absolutely needed. Air conditioning and heating experts, they're not going to take two, three, four times replacing parts trying to diagnose your AC or heating problem. They're going to do it the first time right away and right. And they come immediately. Your AC or heat's not working, you're inconvenienced. Lucas says it best, no customers, only clients, a relationship for life. No, they realize your inconvenience if your heater AC is not working right, or worse, not working at all, so they come immediately. Honest air conditioning and heating experts that come immediately. You can find them at NOLAAC.com. That's NOLAAC.com. Every day on radio, television, live on YouTube, live streaming, CoreyTalks.com. We do it from the Buddy Deliberto River City's Total Maintenance Studios, your AC and heating experts in Metro New Orleans. Let's head to the Rouse's Markets phone lines, 766-9480, 766-9480. Aliva joins us on the program. How are you, Aliva? Aliva, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What part of town you calling from?
Calling from Destrehan.
Destrehan, yeah, you're right. I blew through there today, right next door to, I guess, Norco, and Armand Estates is in Destrehan, beelining down the I-310.
That's it.
Yep, that's... Some parts of Destrehan are really, really nice.
Yeah, I like it. I've been here 23 years.
Wow. You know what I like, Aliva? And it's sort of, a lot of folks don't even know it's there. It's almost like country within the metro area. Right next door to you, kind of beelining towards Avondale, Ama is sort of a little hidden gem in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Ama. Nobody really knows about Ama. You're right. It's on the west bank of the St. Charles Parish, but they have some cow pastures out there, so people really kind of pass it up when they drive by. But we know it's there. We love it. It's quiet, and like you said, it's just close enough to the city to go to the city, but yet when we go home, we come home to peace and quiet.
No, it's country. I dated this girl. Her grandmother had this huge, like, farm and had the house in the middle of the farmland with trees all around it, and it was like you were hours outside of New Orleans, and you're about 30 minutes from the Superdome, from the French Quarter. Pretty amazing.
Yep, it is. It's nice.
Yep. Anyway, what's on your mind today, Aliva?
Well, I wanted to answer the question. Actually, the first question was the one I was calling about, but then you asked about what the word gumbo means, and that's easy because I was told in school that it was okra. It meant okra. I don't know if that's true, but I was calling to answer the one about how Orleans got the name.
Well, no, let's stick with the one you just answered, gumbo meaning. You say it means okra, and that is correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, ding, ding, okay.
What do we have for our journey? Right.
It's a West African word, and it means okra. So when someone says, like, okra gumbo, it's like saying king of Rex. It's sort of redundant, I guess. You're kind of saying okra, okra, or king, king. When you say King Rex or okra gumbo, yeah, gumbo meaning okra, a West African word. Excellent work, Aliva.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think.
You're in
Destrehan. I guess the Metairie near North Kenner location would be the nearest Woodhouse Day Spa. West Esplanade at Transcontinental.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was looking forward to.
Cool. We're going to take care of you. Hey, what did you think about the recall effort? News breaking today, Aliva, that some of the signatures, literally, I'm going to read off a quick list for you. I was kind of blown away by this, like literally blown away. Some of the signatures, Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, Princess Tiara, Cinderella, Shrek, Goofy, Doc, Bashful, Sleeping Beauty, Donald Duck, Prince Charming, Fred Flintstone, Scooby-Doo, Barney Rubble.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I think they did that to just make sure that they were going to open all the boxes. That's what they were saying on the news earlier. And if they pulled those lists out and read them, then they found those lists. But if they wouldn't have said anything about those names on there, it would have been proven that they didn't open everything. So I don't know because... the boxes had been sitting out on the counters for a few days. People could have added things. People could have taken things out. Who knows what happened?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And if they actually thought the Registrar of Voters was just going to blow through those and count Fred Flintstone, I mean, these are, they're public, record. So if the recall were to have met the signature total, I mean, you already have the mayor suing. You'd have other individuals, media outlets that would want to see it, the Times-Picayune, television and the like.
Right.
You could request it. I could request it. You see Fred Flintstone there. I don't know how well that's going to go over.
they knew that that wasn't going to realistically be counted. It was just a tactic, I think, for them to make sure that they found that and they found all the lists that were in there. But I don't know. I still don't believe that because the numbers are so far off, 100,000 on one side and what they said, 674,000.
No, no. Well, the original, I think signatures turned in, the governor, the registrar of voters, 67,000, including Fred Flintstone. only 27,000 of the 67,000 were valid. So 40,000 are Fred Flintstone types or worse. And yeah, today Eileen Carter and Belden Batiste claim they turned in 100,000 plus signatures. So it just seems crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what Lee Zurich finds out from all of this because hopefully he won't let it go.
Crazy. crazy. Oh no, he won't let it go. I mean, he's just doing his job. Who's barking in the background?
That's my little Italian greyhound, Delilah.
Nice.
She's outside barking.
Nice, Delilah. I love it. Hey, Aliva, hang on. All right.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Jason's going to get some info from you, Aliva, and we're going to tighten you up with a $50 Woodhouse Day Spa gift certificate. Excellent work. The meaning of the word gumbo? Okra. West African word. Gumbo means okra. Corey Johnson with you. Yeah, you right. Thursday afternoon edition of the program. Rouse's Markets phone lines, if you'd like to participate, 766-9480. 766-9480. Still have a couple of $50 Woodhouse Day Spa gift certificates to give away. How did New Orleans get its name? How did New Orleans get its name? It sounded like Aliva knew the answer to that, but went with the easier one, at least to her, what the meaning of gumbo is. I think they're pretty equal in easiness. Which Batman characters also were King of Bacchus? One was Michael Keaton. We got that answer. Who was the other Batman actor, played Batman in the movie, and was also King of Bacchus? You got the answer? I got 50 big bucks for you at the Woodhouse Day Spa. Rouse's Markets phone line, 766-9480. It is crawfish season. Doesn't get much better than that, huh? Hard to beat Rouse's Markets when you're thinking about crawfish. They got you covered in two ways. You want to bring them home live in the sack and boil them yourself? Rouse's has you covered. Live crawfish by the sack at every Rouse's Market. You want to boil them yourself? Live crawfish by the sack at Rouse's. You don't want to mess with boiling them yourself. You just want to eat them, and you want them hot from the pot, ready to go. And I'm talking good crawfish, like you'd boil at home. This is Rouse's Market, originating down in Homotibido. Cajun folks that know how to make king cakes, know how to boil crawfish. Louisiana folks, not some out-of-town grocery chain with some guy boiling crawfish, hoping he gets them right. They've been boiling crawfish for their entire lives, 60-plus years. Rouse's Markets has hot-from-the-pot boiled crawfish all day long. Steaming hot from the pot, ready for you to, you know, bust them open and start eating some boiled crawfish. Seasoned to perfection, piping hot. So Rouse's Market, during crawfish season, is the place. Get them live by the sack, where you can bring them home and boil them yourself, or get them hot from the pot, ready to eat at each and every Rouse's Market. Best quality, best price, best selection, tastes like home. It's crawfish season. Rouse's Markets has you covered. Corey Johnson with you. Yeah, you right. A Thursday edition of the program. Yeah, the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, Dr. Sandra Wilson, her key assistant, held a media conference, a news conference today. Disney characters and other cartoon characters' names, profane names they couldn't even mention. Supplemental signatures, those secondary signatures, many were just a duplication of the original signatures submitted. Many others missing vital information like the New Orleans address, which is key. It's mind-blowing that this stuff was turned in. Fake names. The recall organizers, Eileen Carter and Belden Batiste, according to the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, didn't fill out the required certification form. Like you're turning in all these recall names, these sheets, you have to fill out a certification form, and that wasn't done. So the Registrar of Voters could have said, we didn't even look at any of the names. The certification form was never filled out. The whole thing is invalid. 45,000 plus needed. Only 27,000 were certified by the Registrar of Voters, According to Dr. Sandra Wilson, only 27,000 were valid. Eileen Carter and Belden Patisse claim they turned in 100,000 plus signatures. No, the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters had their news conference, and the recall organizers, Eileen Carter and Belden Patisse, had their own news conference a little bit later. Rouse's Markets phone line, 766-9480, 766-9480. Hey, Fausto's Italian Bistro is open. They'll roll till 9 p.m. tonight. Check out the Pelicans on the TV at the bar. Dine inside. Get a to-go order. Or with this weather, outdoor dining. Yeah, white tablecloths outside. Enjoy some of the city's best Sicilian and Italian. Tonight for dinner, make it Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets.
Why wear the same old glasses that everyone else is wearing? Stand out from the crowd. Come to Art and Eyes. Art and Eyes is not your typical eyeglasses store. It's one of the finest eyewear shops in the country, right here in New Orleans, with precision-engineered prescription lenses and gorgeous high-quality frames from the heart of Europe, Japan, and the United States. Our products are thoughtfully curated, and our staff are here to help you find exactly the right frames. Art and Eyes on Magazine, as unique as you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this Lamarck Automotive Complex is something called Quick Lane. Tires, wheel alignments, you know, struts, servicing your transmission. We're doing all makes and models. It doesn't have to have been purchased from us. It's for you. It handles your lifestyle with your budget in mind. And we want to get you in and out as quick as possible. Quick Lane, you got to come see it. You're going to love the experience right there at Williams Boulevard in Kenner.
From the owners of Katie's in Mid-City and Bienvenue in Harahan, an old school deli with over a dozen specialty sandwiches. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria on Harrison Avenue in Lakeview between Canal Boulevard and West End. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria.
It's time to relax. The Woodhouse Day Spa, Metro New Orleans' premier day spa experience, now with five area locations. For a day of relaxation or maybe just a quick one-hour getaway, the Metro area's premier day spa experience is at the Woodhouse Day Spa. And now five area locations. New Orleans, Metairie, Slidell, Baton Rouge, and our newest location in Mandeville. The Woodhouse Day Spa. WoodhouseBars.com.
Hi, this is Joey Helm. My dad, Bunky Helm, had a vision. A vision of a locally family-owned store serving the residential and commercial paint needs of New Orleans. I think Dad would be proud of today's Helm Paint and Decorating, and here's why. We have the best technical staff in the business, providing the best color matching service in Southeast Louisiana. Perfect matching for any color and any brand. And we'll save your color so you don't have to save those old cans. Helm Paint offers free 2-hour delivery. Our in-store decorators will assist you on deciding what color and type of paint to best showcase your home. But most importantly, as your local independent Benjamin Moore dealer, our products provide the greatest value in the paint industry. Superior coverage, and Benjamin Moore paint simply covers better and lasts longer. New Orleans is a city of vibrant color, and no one else provides the paints of New Orleans like Helm Paint and Decorating. Visit any of our six locations or online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint, let us steer you right. Helm Paint and Supply.
River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NoAC.com, your cool spot. River City's total maintenance keeps you cool. NoAC.com, your cool spot.
You're talking about France, from which we've come.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
You're talking about France that has an ambassador living in the city of New Orleans.
We're talking about practice.
You're talking about France.
We're talking about practice.
You're talking about France.
But we're talking about practice, man.
You're talking about France.
And we're talking about practice. What are we talking about?
Talking about France.
Practice?
France.
Well, we're talking about practice right now.
You're talking about France that has residents an artist in residence right here in the city of New Orleans, over four of them.
We're talking about practice.
You're talking about France.
We're talking about practice.
You're talking about France from which we've come.
But we're talking about
France.
It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too.
Which Metro New Orleans area restaurant made CNN's top 50 in America and ThrillList.com's top 25 and has served presidents at the White House for over 40 years? Treyen in Mandeville.
This is what Drew Brees thinks about Super Discount Store in Chalmette.
This is New Orleans!
Actually, Brees doesn't think at all about Super Discount Store, but they do have the lowest prices allowed by Louisiana law for beer, alcohol, and wine. Super Discount Store in Chalmette.
Super Discount Store!
When a young man comes in and they walk into our store and you can see they're a little intimidated. Last week, I saw the young man. I said, hey, what can I do to give you a hand? And he said, well, I'm here for an engagement ring, but I don't think I'm in the right place. So I got him to my desk, and within an hour, he had purchased an engagement ring, had spent $1,000, and he was treated like he spent a lot more, and I'm sure we have a customer for life. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Rouse's, New Orleans grocery store. Rouse's has the only full-service grocery stores both in the French Quarter on Royal Street and in the CBD on Barone in the old Sewell Cadillac building. The Rouse's on the river, Chapatoulas at Napoleon, is in a century-old warehouse. And uptown on Ferret at the corner of Valence is Rouse's all-new boutique store. With seven locations in Orleans Parish, Rouse's is New Orleans grocery store. Rouse's Markets. Taste like home.
Right, every day this program on radio, television, internet device, live streaming, CoreyTalks.com. We're on YouTube, 4 to 6 every day live. Corey Johnson, Neutral Ground on YouTube. It's always brought to you by the Lamarck Automotive Complex in Kennebra on the car corner of Williams Boulevard and I-10. Right on the corner, right on the price. Number one Ford dealership in the region. Number one Lincoln dealership in the entire state of Louisiana, in the region. Number one. You want to know why? Ronnie Lamarck from Araby Park has the inventory you want, the price you want, and the service you want. Inventory, price, service. If you're about to buy a Ford or Lincoln vehicle or just want to check out the full Ford or Lincoln lineup, why would you go anywhere else but Lamarck Ford, Lamarck Lincoln, the big store, the Lamarck Automotive Complex in Kenner. Now, if you're thinking about a Ford truck, the big store, Lamarck Automotive Complex in Kenner, but also across the parish by the river, Ronnie Lamarck purchasing the legendary Ford truck dealership in the city, Crescent City Ford on Jefferson Highway, now under the Lamarck umbrella. Every day, this program brought to you by the Lamarck Automotive Complex and now Lamarck Crescent City Ford. Amazing. Ronnie Lamarck from Araby Park simply does not slow down. 5 o'clock power hour on a Thursday afternoon. Hey, if you missed the 4 o'clock hour, you can check it out on YouTube, Anchor, iTunes, Spotify. Gus and Corban joined us. Executive Director, Sewage and Water Board. We talked about a lot of stuff. Overbilling customers, $150 million in underbilling, or I shouldn't say underbilling, outstanding bills due. He kind of clarified that $150 million, and it makes sense. $60 million, that's always going to be there. 30 days due, 60 days due, just regular customers amount due, $60 million. Another $60 million are overdue bills. Months, even years old, that customers just refuse to pay, taking advantage of the system. Some get their meter pulled, then they change the name and get it put back in, just abuse. Talked about how this sewage and water board bill shouldn't be connected to the person, should be connected to the home. Brought up how the state treasurer, the city treasurer, would pay off that due bill, so the sewage and water board would be whole, and then put a lien on the homeowner's house. Brilliant. It can't be the individual. It needs to be on the home. Smart. He's going to try to get some legislation passed where that can happen. And then another $30 million, he said, they'll probably never collect. People that simply get their water turned off, leave town, have someone else's name used in it, just go away. That just outstanding bill. Fred Smith is just going to always be there. The people leave town, refuse to pay it, disappear, can't be found. We talked about the folks that were abusing the handicap placards, folks that were stealing brass, about retention ponds. You know, golf courses lower their water table of their lakes and canals and streams and water hazards in front of a rain event. So when it rains, the water flows off the greens, fairways, sand traps into those water hazards, lakes, retention ponds, essentially, and they fill back up. And then they're pumping those down, not the golf course. In New Orleans, it's amazing. 17 years after Katrina, 18 years after Katrina, 18 years, and barely any retention ponds dug. When it would rain or a big rain threat was coming, you would lower the water table in the retention ponds where they're almost dry. And then when the water hits the city streets, it flows into these retention ponds instead of flooding streets and homes. Coupled with the Sewage and Water Board, hey, we can pump an inch of rain the first hour, a half inch after that. They're doing it out of the retention ponds, not streets and neighborhoods. How have we not embraced retention ponds? I mean, that should be the number one thing going on in New Orleans. Constant digging, constant building of retention ponds all over the city. Neutral grounds, they were talking about a linear park retention pond all the way down Elysian Fields. I mean, right now that neutral ground's unused. Napoleon Avenue, they have a walking path. It's being used. You can even build the retention ponds around the walking paths or vice versa. The walking, jogging, biking paths, benches and, you know, places for folks to congregate around the retention ponds on the neutral ground. I mean, Claiborne Avenue should be a giant retention pond. Elysian Fields, a giant retention pond. Think any street with a huge neutral ground. It's mind-blowing. Gravity works instead of having to, you know, do much of an effort. And then you're pumping the retention ponds down, not streets that are flooded. No, New Orleans should embrace it. Again, it's just our stubbornness working against water instead of working with it like an Amsterdam does. We discussed smart meters. Gassan Corbin said in 3 years they'll install, and they're doing it now, but over a 3-year period they will be completely done. There won't be folks checking meters. It'll be smart meters. You can do it online. 140,000 need to be replaced. Talked about the power complex, the substation energies building over there at the corner of Claiborne's, right by the parish line, Monticello and Claiborne. $250 million in work going on throughout the Sewage and Water Board and the system. No, a lot we discussed during the 4 o'clock hour. He was with us for about 35 straight minutes. Gassan Corbin, Executive Director, Sewage and Water Board, during the 4 o'clock hour. Like I said, you can catch that on YouTube or Anchor, iTunes, Spotify. A good guest. Glad to have him. Today, the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, Dr. Sandra Wilson, and her chief assistant held a media conference. Disney characters and other cartoon names on the recall sheets. The supplemental signature sheets, basically a duplication of the originals submitted. Many other sheets missing vital information like a New Orleans address for crying out loud. Fake names. The recall organizers, according to the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, didn't fill out the necessary certification form. Hey, here's all our signatures, and here's the certification form. I mean, essentially, without that form, if Eileen Carter and Belden Baptiste had achieved the signature total needed, they could be invalidated because they didn't do the basic, most fundamental thing and have the certification form filled out. 45,000 signatures needed, only 27,000 certified by the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters. Eileen Carter and Belle de Matisse had their own press conference, claimed they turned in over 100,000 plus signatures. Crazy. Boy, when the weather's like this, knock out that paint project. Paint your home. Do like I did. A lifetime paint. I'll never paint again. I went to Helm Paint and Decorating. Where else would I go? I'm a native New Orleanian. They've been at it for over 50 years. A family-run business. 7 locations for convenience. Plus, you can do it all online, and they'll deliver it to you for free. The paint, all your supplies, everything you need. When you got to paint in Metro New Orleans, you go to Helm. Do it once. Do it right. They will steer you in the right direction. Helm Paint and Decorating.
Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets has daily lunch specials Monday through Friday, and their entire lunch menu is available too. Open 11 a.m. through 2:30 p.m. for the finest in Sicilian and Italian cuisine. Fausto's Italian Bistro on Vets.
At Helm Paint, we go the extra mile with free delivery anywhere in the metro area. In the middle of a job and short on paint? Call us and we'll come to you.
Short on time? Call in your order and pick it up in the drive-thru at our Earhart Boulevard location.
Helm Paint and Benjamin Moore, let us steer you in the right direction.
The Port of New Orleans is the gateway to global commerce, the economic engine that moves Louisiana and our country forward. For more than 125 years, Port NOLA has continued to deliver the goods we use each and every day. By river, rail, and by road. No matter what, it all happens right here, delivering Louisiana's future at the Port of New Orleans, your working river. Learn more about your Port of New Orleans. Visit portnola.com.
For game-changing innovation, look to the Latrim family of companies located in Harahan. Intralox, a Latrim company, changed the game when they invented modular plastic conveyor belts over 40 years ago. These belts and innovative Intralox technology are transforming movement in manufacturing facilities around the world. Intralox is a dynamic global company now hiring in production, warehousing, shipping, and more. If you want to be part of our successful team, visit Latrim.com. That's Laitram.com.
Greater New Orleans, a destination for learning. With 13 colleges and universities and a booming job market, Greater New Orleans is the ultimate destination for your higher education. Your path to the future begins in Greater New Orleans. Find out more at studynola.com.
If you love Katie's Restaurant in Mid-City, you're going to love Bienvenue in Harahan. The same folks bringing a little of that New Orleans flavor to Hickory Avenue. If you love Katie's, come to Bienvenue on Hickory Avenue in Harahan.
Being a part of people's lives from an engagement ring to a wedding band. Before you know it, the wedding day is here and groom and bride are exchanging gifts on that day. And not too long after that, there's baby gifts to have. And I just enjoy being part of other people's family saying, Mr. Friend did my engagement ring and he did my mom and dad's engagement ring. My name is Ken Friend of Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Yeah, you right, Crescent City and beyond. Corey Johnson back at you on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, winding down your Thursday, heading into the weekend, why aren't you at Katie's right now? Katie's in Mid-City, as New Orleans as it gets. Over there in Old Jefferson, River Ridge, Elmwood, Harahan. Bienvenue, bringing a little of that Katie's Mid-City flavor to Hickory Avenue in Harahan. And Scott Craig doesn't slow down. Chef, owner, operator of Katie's in Mid-City, Bienvenue in Harahan. Also Francesca Deli and Pizzeria in Lakeview. What's that, Blue Boy? About 15 different specialty deli sandwiches, yeah. And some of the best pizza in New Orleans. He's right. Francesca Deli and Pizzeria, Bienvenue, Katie's. You can't go wrong. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, a Fantasy Friday edition of the program, 4 o'clock mañana.
You're on the neutral ground with Corey Johnson on TV on Cox Channel 4 and Spectrum Channel 333. Also on YouTube, on radio at NOLA Talk 93.9 FM, WSLA New Orleans.
Hi, it's Ken Friend from Friend & Company Fine Jewelers. You've got a friend in the jewelry business. Come see us over on Maple Street in Uptown.
Friend & Company Fine Jewelers, Breitling Time, 6 p.m.